With the meeting then, I'll call the meeting to order. Should we go around and do introductions? Do you know everybody, Candace, or not? Let's just go around.
A lot of these people gotten older since I saw them last.
You bite your lip.
I've seen you recently.
So Dave Birch, out in the West Valley.
Christian Leonard, Lewis and Clark County Weed Coordinator, Noxious Weed Coordinator.
There you go.
Mike Cobb, board member from Augusta.
So you're related to John?
Only brothers.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because you looked...
Well, yeah, sure. The older you guys get, the more you look alike.
I knew John when he was a legislator. I was a lobbyist for many years, so...
Stacy Barch, Marysville Canyon Creek, board member.
Oh, yes.
Rob McDonough, board member, Wolf Creek, Dearborn Country.
Jade Wills, admin for Public Works.
Candace T. Payne, the T stands for the... I'm the new county commissioner.
Dave Lewis, Northeast Valley. I guess that's the official title.
Judith Ann, Canyon Creek, Virginia, Marysville, everywhere.
Okay, great.
I think it's officially Birdseye, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. There's some of these that appear to be some crossover, but that's...
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a map anymore, do we?
No, as long as you're county constituent, or county...
You live in the county.
Live in the county.
Pay taxes.
Okay, no visitors, so we're good to go with that. So the May 3rd meeting, the May 3rd meeting, those minutes are online, right?
So we are having problems with our website.
Right.
They are not online. They are available if you want them. I can't email them. The file's too large, but we can put the minutes on a disk drive or a thumb drive for you, flash drive, if you'd like to take those with you. The outline, I will be honest, I remembered about a half an hour ago. I never completed, so that is on me. I apologize for dropping the ball, but I will get that done and get that out to you guys just so you have the outline. So I do apologize for that.
Yeah, so the internet thing, you guys are at least a couple months out, right?
Yes, we have heard from Betsy, who is the public, what is she, the public?
PIO, Public Information
Officer.
Yes, and she's kind of spearheading our website migration. We are supposed to get a date in July for the new website launch. As soon as that gets launched, we will have everything back up in order.
Not that it's launching in July, you just get the date for the launch.
We're in
the
queue.
Not sure. We're not sure.
We're in the queue to built, to be launched.
Exactly. So and that's a countywide issue. The website is a countywide issue. It's not just the weed district. So
okay. So if you guys do decide you need them, just contact.
Let me know. And yep, and
Jade,
I have everything, and I'm happy to get you. Yeah.
Okay. No public comment.
Excuse me. Before we get any further, I want to say that we kind of got a little off track last when Stacy was here for his first meeting. And I just want to say, welcome, Stacy. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. And we're glad to have you as part of all of us.
Thank you.
Yes. On behalf of all of us.
I tried to make it to the meeting.
Thanks. I'm close, so I can get
there usually. Okay, so moving into action items. So this piece of paper that was sent out, handed out to you. So we do need to authorize some funding of the 297 fund, which is basically the weed trust fund grants that we get, which is $7,500 a year. And the 1850-185 from Department of Transportation. So realistically, we have $9,300 a year that we're getting to spend on things that we could use for the weed district or the weed board. So Jade and Christian have put together a description. You'll see this description stuff. So like the Helena Business Association, the Realtors Association, the registration was $650.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Microscope is pending. That's a $300 purchase. It's got some public ads. They just added a few things in here to be able to expend money out of those line items. So these line items will now be in the budget under the 297 fund. So I think it's a good thing. I think it shows where we can take stuff out. The issue being that I think if we were to set an amount that they could spend without having to come back to the board every single time for nickels and dimes to do stuff with, as long as the board approves it, an amount to begin with, they can't go over that amount. Or if there is an expenditure that they want to see, something that they want to buy, then they come to the weed board, we approve it at that meeting or disapprove it, whatever the case may be. But at least this way, they don't have to come back for $13 for a name tag, you know, that kind of stuff. I think we need to give them some leeway. And as long as the chair or the vice chair approves those between board meetings, I think we're good to go. So I would like to see, at a minimum, give them authority to spend up to $5,000.
Excuse me, $5,000?
Yeah, because we're making $9,300 a year. The problem that I see, and if you look at the budget right now, on the top line, we have $45,394 sitting there from past trust fund grants, and we have $7,200, a little over, from the MDT grants funding. The problem, it's not so much a problem, but it could be. And this next go around in legislature, I expect to see the weed districts or the Weed Control Association come in and ask for another raise on the vehicle fee tax, which right now is 1.5%. So if they get another 9.92% raise in the vehicle fee tax, that will generate about $1 million. That money will be divided amongst the 56 counties and the 7 reservations. So you're looking at another $15,000 to $17,000 coming in per year for the weed district to do something with. Because I ran that program for so long, my fear is that if you have $45,000 sitting there in your budget, a legislator is going to look at that and say, you don't need any other money. And that's just realistic.
It's reality.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I don't want to spend it down to nothing either, but I do think that we need to start being able to spend some money to be able to, you know, to do some things. And I think what I'd really like to see you guys do is come back with some ideas on possible projects or possible spending for some of this money. One thing that I talked to Christian and Jade about was maybe looking into the prices of a greenhouse, because we're going to return the one that Dave gave us, as it's just too big for right now. And if the county buildings ever come into fruition, the new complex, there will be a greenhouse built onto that building for the weed district and others to use. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, I do think that we need to spend some of this money down. It's nice to have in case of emergency, but truly, if legislators come in and look at that, that whole program could be disabolished. And that $7,500 is not in law. It's at the discretion of the department, director of the Department of Agriculture. So they can reduce that, they can add more to it, but right now you're taking almost $580,000 out of that trust fund project a year to go to these counties and reservations at the $7,500 mark. So there's a third of the money that's coming out, or a quarter of the money is already coming out of the trust fund to go to the counties. And I think that if legislature, and I know there's a couple other counties that have money in this amount, but when they do a trust fund grant, what happens is they'll say they're going to save it for 3 or 4 years, build it up to buy a truck or to buy some specific piece of equipment, which makes sense and which is allowable with from the Department of Ag to do that. It's just that we don't have a plan for this $45,000. Rob, and then Candace.
So they see Lewis and Clark County with $45,000, and all the other counties are $3,000. Why would they pick on us, you know, individually, when there's 55 other counties to worry about distributing the money out through?
They would. We're not the only county that's doing this, though, and I know that for a fact. I know Ponderay County had quite a bit of money when Pam took over a few years ago. Steve Becker never spent any of his money, and we're not, like I say, we're not the only county that's doing it, but I bet we're probably one of the highest counties in the state for money being not spent.
Well, let me give you just a little bit of history, and it's 20 years ago, so, you know, I'm getting really old, so I think it's,
no.
I think I'm right. But in 2005, the state got a bunch of money, which we refer to as Obama money. It was just a big chunk of money, and I don't know what it was for. We have a recession or something, and in the appropriation process, there was a discussion how to split that money up, and I'd just been appointed to the Weed Board, and a group of people in the Senate wanted to put a chunk of it into the Children's Trust Fund, and I was really interested in seeing some put into the trust fund to fund long-term weed programs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's kind of where it started, and I went to John Grove, Mike's here. I went to John in the House, and Rick Ripley was over there, and he was involved for a long time too, and my recollection was that we really thought, you know, we would try and build the ability of the counties to do more projects, period. Mm-hmm. You know, spray more weeds, get and kill more weeds. That's what the heck it was all about. And there was a big fight over it, but eventually I think $9 million was put into the trust fund and earmarked for that purpose.
Right. So that money was used to bring the cap of the trust fund up to $10 million.
That's what it was, yeah.
So the $10 million is sitting there. The Department of Ag gets the interest off of that, which varies depending on what's happening. But the most I think that we've ever gotten out of there was $350,000 off that $10 million, which is kind of crazy to me. But that's the way the Board of Investment does it.
Yeah, it's not made much money.
No. And that money all went back into the grants program for grants. Or another, it went into the pot, I guess, for all weed stuff. And that's when, because at that time, the grant amount that came back to the counties was $5,000. Since that money was put in there, I talked to the department director and to Greg Ames at that time, the administrator, and we decided to bump it up $2,500, so that's why it came to, well, it was 62, so we went to 13, so it went to $7,500 a year for the counties and reservations. So that money did help bring money back to the counties. Some of these counties use that $7,500 for wages for their weed coordinator or other personnel, summer personnel. And prior to 2005, Diane Rice introduced a bill to have the trust fund nonviolent. So that had to go to the vote of the people, and the people voted on that 75% to protect the trust fund. So right now, nobody can raid that trust fund right. $10 million. So that's where that money had gone to.
Yeah. But it has a long and checkered history, and the intention, I think, was really good. I mean, because, you know, like I said, I just got on the board, and then certainly John Cobb was really involved, and Ripley was really involved in keeping an eye on it too, was to try and get to increase the ability of the counties to do more projects.
Right.
And even though this stuff doesn't look like it's spraying weeds, but it's important. I mean, I get it. I mean, public information, those kinds of things.
Lip balm? How does lip balm?
You rub it on weeds, they die.
Don't start with the lip balm.
I'm just questioning, you know.
They're putting it in the vendors in New York City for the drug addicts. So, you know, don't start with us with the lip balm.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I guess.
And lip balm's important because it's got our name on it, and we handed it out.
So you use it for advertising.
Yes.
Okay. Those are all.
Thank you.
You can get your name on it if you play the cards right.
But I just.
That's okay. But so when I hear lip balm, now the first thing I think is drug addicts in New York City. So you know.
Why would you hear that?
I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
They put vending machines out with crack pipes and lip balm.
No, I read about that.
Yeah. We should be doing that. That's all a really good thing.
Maybe we should market a weed balm so that people can go out and put it on their weed.
Maybe they'd pull it and smoke it, and that would.
There you go.
Actually, I did have some questions. I'm new at this, and so a primary place I see weeds is somebody subdivides big chunk of ground into 10 acre. By golly, we're gonna have a subdivision out there, and then that doesn't happen. And the place is covered with leafy spurge. And I'm just, so education of subdividers, of developers? I mean, is that something we're supposed to be using this money for?
You certainly can use it for that. There's other programs in the state that target those people specifically.
They don't seem to be listening.
No, they don't. But Christian, when they do bring in a subdivision, these guys have to look at the weed management plan that they provided for that property and mm-hmm. either approve it or disapprove it.
Okay, and then what happens if they don't follow through on the weed management?
Then they turn them into non-compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you guys do?
Then the board, we make sure that they're doing it, because we go out and inspect it. If they're not fulfilling their weed management plan, then we put them in non-compliance. They get the reminder to do it. Then if they don't do it, then we bring forward that to be voted on amongst the weed board to then either send it to Nico or not, to our attorney, county attorney.
To the court.
Yep. To go to court. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a process.
Doesn't get rid of the weeds.
Well, eventually if it goes to there, they go through the legal system, then we get 3 years to send a contractor out there to spray that.
Okay.
And then we charge them that plus a 20% fee.
Okay.
Yep. So that's sort of the quick and dirty of how that works.
My next question. What is APCR, AP, what are these?
So AP is applied purchases.
Applied purchases?
Yes, correct.
Spray?
No.
So it's from our accounting system. Oh. What I did is built this off of our AS400 accounting system for the county. So these are all expenses or revenues that have come through for fiscal year 2023. So anytime after July 1st of last year. And so AP is applied purchases. That's what they're coded in AS400.
Mm-hmm.
JV is a journal entry. So you'll see over there where there were two deposits, one for $14,839.84 and one for $751.38. What happened was this fund 297, before I got here, had been basically not reconciled, or it was reconciled incorrectly. And it was a mess. So it took me probably months to get this all figured out. And so what I found is I found these two deposits here, these two amounts that had been coded incorrectly in our system. 297 is not just the board fund. You guys have these two project codes that are your fund up top, the WGSCR, WGR, MDT. Mm-hmm. But we also funnel all of our federal grants, that kind of stuff, through this 297 account, and they have different project codes. And so all of those years and years ago, like early 2000s, mid 2000s, there was a bunch of expenditures that were coded incorrectly. They were coded through this account, this WGSCR, but they were for federal projects. They should have never had that funding taken out of this account. So what we did is we did a JV to correct this issue and put that money back in your guys' fund.
So you basically found this money.
I basically did.
Ha!
I basically did, yes. Basically.
Thank you.
No. Basically, there were these projects, these federal projects that have been closed out for years that were sitting here with these balances. And they're closed out. They're done. They were expended. But
this, they this were done incorrectly. Our fund paid for it.
Absolutely. Yes. And it should have never paid for it.
Wow.
So that's, so a county, well, Audra, did a general journal entry. We documented everything, and that is where, in the end of February, these hit. So it showed this project, we took that credit balance, subtracted it, and then gave this money back to this fund.
Then, as long as we're nitpicking numbers, go up to March 28th, CR... FY23, MDT, so you've got two, what I assume are deposits.
Yes.
Positive.
Correct. So this is that special county reservation grant they were talking about, that Noxious Weed Trust Fund grant.
Okay.
And that is that $7,500 went into this WGSCR. So that's our main Noxious Weed Trust Fund grant.
Okay.
And then right above it, we got that $1,851.85. That is a... is it a grant as
it's
well?
A no, it's just a pass-through.
Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
It goes to the Department of Ag.
Okay.
But the Department of Ag just passes through to each of the counties and the 700 okay.
And so that is a separate pool of monies, and that is your guys's as well to spend, the board's as well to spend, but it can't... They can't funnel through like the same account. That's why they have different project numbers. Okay. So from this MDT account, you have a balance of $7,209.01. And then the Noxious Weed Trust Fund grant, we have a balance of $45,394.82. So those are the two 297 board funds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And with their project codes.
This is all part of that balance, that $45,000.
No, well, there's the $45,000 for Noxious Weed, but there's also the $7,200 is for MDT.
Okay.
That's
the
in
two
addition.
Of them together.
Exactly, yeah. So
you
they're
got $50,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yes.
So why is you've got $7,500 in two different places?
Oh, this is the running total of these two columns, just making sure I have everything in check so that everything's checking in.
So is this number at the top of this column,
yes,
is that the total of all this?
No, so this number is the balance of this account.
Uh-huh.
And then this number is the balance of this account.
Yes.
But this number is the balance of this account, of all of these expenditures. So these expenditures and this expenditure equal that $17,000. I should have just taken that out of there. It's too confusing. It's a checks and balance system for me.
All right.
Yeah. just making sure all of my columns are lining up. It's a checks and balance system for myself.
You learn your bookkeeping skills from the lady over at Public Health, did you? Because her books like this.
Accounting, I tell you what.
Some people can do it. The budget that Jenny and Audra presented for the public, man, absolutely clear. I knew exactly where, and some of those people come up and they've got, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I was so pleased.
Chairman, question.
Yep.
So I'm following the budget and find it really interesting. So I had questions. So we're authorizing, we could authorize, you mentioned $5,000 for projects. And so it's up to the board to decide on projects. And so in the back of my mind, I mean, how much is like biocontrol, is it growing or is it a small, do we have, is it still up to the producer to buy the bugs or does the board offer any bugs
for
producers
funds
to go
or
get?
Do you do anything?
Pardon?
Or matching funds so that we can encourage people.
And then same with the spray, is that all taken care of? Or
well,
is that, do we, or like what you said, do we set aside because we know we have to buy a truck and so we let things grow too?
Sure.
Go ahead.
If I may, Mr. Chair. We do have a county cost share program through the general fund, not through this. Not through this. This is our money that we work through. That's what was presented to you the other day by Jenny and Ms. Audra. We do not use this for cost share program. We certainly, you guys have the ability to do so. with that, but we're doing that through the general fund, as that's what the Board of County Commissioners agreed upon a couple years ago. We're doing that for 10,000 bugs or herbicide. But we also do the best we can. We use our individuals for my division to go out and collect and harvest these bugs in areas throughout the state, and we bring them back and give them away. I don't charge anything for that.
We just put our name on the list.
That's sort of us working to work with others to answer those questions. Yeah.
The remarks somebody was making about this pot of money, this $45,000 sitting there with no strings attached, probably, I agree. I think that's awfully tempted. You know, this could help us open the journey home. There's a behavioral health operation that everybody wants to fund.
We could
take money. Why not?
this is
it may be sacred to you, but by golly, I work with all the taxpayers.
With the county, could cut our budget and replace it with that.
If you guys want to hang on to that, you better find a way to use it to the benefit of our taxpayers.
Yeah, we don't need $45,000 laid in the bank.
Well, this money has to be spent on noxious weed management.
Good.
Weed law, Mr. Chair, weed law, once it's a weed dollar, it's always a weed dollar until the day it's spent.
And that's fine. How much is in your budget from us this year? That's what he is saying. I'm not threatening. I'm just...
asking questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to educate myself so I have a better feel for... what are you going to do with $45,000 for ag? We could buy property with that.
Well, I do have some ideas here.
Oh, good.
As we get, if we're done.
Sure.
If we're done.
I want to address Candace's comment about that. That's always been an issue. We have fought for, ever since I became a weed coordinator, to keep money that we get from grants and that type of thing, not to replace regular weed funding. It's been a battle since day one, and you know, that's I agree. I think we need to have a purpose for this fund,
a plan for it. Yeah, yes. It is really hard to go. I mean, people stop me and they say my property taxes are too high. Say
not me, I never said that.
Somebody, and they, by golly, they don't want any new property taxes. And then you talk to them about things like, you know, we've got people sleeping in the streets. They're homeless. And I know everybody's sick of them, but those are somebody's sons, daughters, children. And I mean, don't we have to do something about, and maybe we don't, but it's up to our society to decide, do we want money sitting there, or do we want our veterans who have served their country, and we obviously don't have enough money to take care of them, but maybe we can give them a shower at the Methodist Church. And
no, I agree 100%. And even the DOT funding, or the Department of Transportation funding, it's in statute that that money, the DOT transfer that money to the Department of Ag at $100,000 a year. So if MDT sees a bunch of money sitting around too, they'll bring legislation to stop that.
Yeah.
And they can.
And they
corporate
can.
World, it's use it or lose it.
Yeah.
And well, leaving it sit there is not
a good idea.
I come from, was private practice for 30 years, and the money isn't there. It comes out of my personal savings account, so the help gets paid.
Right.
And if you've only signed the back of the check and not the front of the check, you have a different way of looking at money. So I'm a front of the check signer, and if I see a dollar out there, I could probably put to use
elsewhere.
So don't give me that kind of temptation.
And it's tough to go back and ask for more when you've got that sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it definitely. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, education. I think that's huge.
And I do too.
And getting people on board, you know, that the White Topper, heard you say that earlier. I was just out by, Spring Meadow Resources or whatever, and they have a little pond there, and there's White Top growing next to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like they've just almost planted it there, and they're proud of it.
It's lovely, yeah.
Well, and it's sad because I think there's a lot of money sitting there, but there's a lot of stuff that we need to have done. I would like to really see a coordinator position, education, or grant coordinator put in for Lewis and Clark County that would go out and put projects together to submit grants to the Department of Agriculture. 10 Mile Creek, perfect example. They could start at the headwaters and go all the way to the end and break that into several projects. Mm-hmm. And that person could coordinate those efforts. So, because it's a lot of work, and Christian and Jay don't have that time to do that. And you know all about putting a project together.
Well, 300 pages, I want you to know. And I've done three of them, and four grants for the Forest Service. And when Susan was here, she was a godsend. I mean, we roughed our way through figuring that out because I didn't understand the language. She was not too much further ahead of me as in understanding all that language that came into that. But between her and you and more people at the Department of Ag, we got through that. But it is a process. I'll bring you my last one and show it to you. It's this thick.
Thank you. I've already got plenty of reading.
I don't want you to read it. I just want you to see it.
But that's what I'm saying. It would be nice to be able to some of that money for maybe contracting out with somebody to do
it. We have a grant writer that works for the county, and she gets grants for, she's working on some stuff for the Country Club Road. Did you know that's a DAR? A defense access road, mm-hmm. So we can't just fix it. We've got to get the... I digress. Sorry.
Okay.
But if you had a grant writer, do you talk to Ann McCauley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We worked with Ann on multiple things. We worked with her on our BLM stuff.
Because we do have a grant writer.
Mm-hmm.
And if she... Well, I don't... I mean, we have money. Mm-hmm. I don't see that we need to get more grants. We need to spend what you've got and figure out the best way to do that. So is that a grant writer, or is that a...
When I'm talking a grant, the grant doesn't come to the district. It comes to the project area. So they have a project coordinator type person, and that money gets spent for herbicides, control, all that kind of stuff. So
not for paying wages to another...
Not for pages wing.
The other issue that taxpayers come to me with is growth in government. So every department wants just one more FTE or two more FTEs. And I see it as that's growth in government. Yeah. And we probably need it, but I'm the one getting yelled at about it.
And
it's
know if we really need a person to do that, but if we could contract or give that group some money to do something with, that would be another thing. Because I find, and I've done thousands of grants through the Department of Ag, looking at grants. Every time we had a grant writer write a grant, it usually didn't get funded because it doesn't come from the people doing the work.
So what would you think about, could we get 4-H clubs, could they take on a section of and use this money?
If they're in that area, what they like to see is at least three adjoining landowners. So you have to be a landowner-based project.
Okay, and I think a lot of the 4-H clubs are.
But a lot of the 4-H clubs do come in for educational grants through the trust fund, too. So
they can pull weeds, those little buggers.
Yeah, they can.
Right. Sorry, I'm taking up.
Isn't the bottom line we need a motion to spend the $5,000? Isn't that what the...
Well, I'd like to see what... Christian has out too, because he's put some stuff together. So just so we can discuss it real quick, and then we will need a motion of something.
Let's move on.
Yep. So we did look at Dave's granddaughter, correct? Her greenhouse. The footprint I think is too big for what we have going on down here. We're gonna work on getting that back up to you. But with that, I did some research, and just at Montana Shed Corporation, an 8x8 greenhouse shed was roughly $4,400. So not that big, nice little footprint. I can actually stick it between these two buildings here right next to the to the water spigot so that we can grow some weeds. Yeah, grow some weeds.
Hey, have I got a deal for you?
Yeah. As I'm trying to get rid of them, I guess I'll learn how to grow them too. And then, so that is a part of weed education, which is huge. We do a lot of spray days. We do a lot of, the egg days. We did egg days with the youngins up in East Helena, Jib Darcy. Would be cool to have some live samples for them to look at. Then another...
You mean samples of weeds?
Yeah, just live plant samples.
You can't just go out and pull
out.
Oh,
we could certainly.
It depends on the year.
Yeah, it depends on the year, time of the year. It's hard to find certain things. So, but yeah, I think that's a great education piece. A lot of big counties do this to help out with education. Another thing that's more towards spraying weeds. With all the KJR public ads that we've been doing, the HBIA.
What's KJR?
Public ads through the radio station, KJR.
Okay.
Excuse me, yeah, the radio station. Between those couple things, in the 5 years I've been here, I've never had to reserve. Like, I've never done reservations because there's always spray units available. Oh, there's always spray. We're getting to the point now where we have a running list now for people to in line to take the next one that comes back and get clean. So the slide-ins are very popular. They're handy in certain situations. We only have two. I think having three would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Just looking today, they're not cheap. They're $3,500 to $4,500. I think if I was able to buy certain pieces, I could put one together for a much more reasonable cost than that, but I would have to buy the slide in and the tank, and then I might be able to assemble the rest here in the shop. We have some
parts and pieces. In your spare time?
Yeah. Yeah, my spare time. I can do it, I promise.
I was being facetious.
Yeah. And plus it allows me to understand my equipment better if I've helped assemble some of that. But $4,500 max for something like that. But they come in very handy. Judith Ann uses one all the time. They work out good. And I would like to have that ability to have to do that. So,
how many gallon tank?
Looking at about 150 gallon tank for the slide-ins, because they can't be too big for the slide-in. So, but moving forward, depending on how we got going on, we might look at redoing a trailer too and purchase some. I do have another. Purchase one to redo one. Some of them are old and decrepit and they're falling apart. Maybe a different tank and a cradle or something like that to fix one of the sprays, because the double boom ones are becoming very, very popular to be able to spray acres and acres of weeds. So this would give me the ability to get another slide in and possibly even maybe retrofit one of the other ones we have out there. So, and then with radio ads, we're only granted so much through our budget. I believe it's $2,500. And if we could have some help paying for the radio ads through this, I think they've been very beneficial. 10 ads a week for a monthly rate of, what was it, $267?
Let's see.
A month.
$267.50 a month. It would run June through October. Well, we do have one going currently. But through October, and that would be roughly lower than $1,500, $1,337.50.
But those are some three things that I think that could help us out quite tremendously and help with our education, outreach, and with actual management of weeds.
Do you get calls by people that said, I heard it on the radio? Do you get...
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, especially with the rentals.
It helps and stuff.
Yeah, I just had a guy come in today. He said he's a master gardener, and he's giving a presentation tonight. And so he came in, he said he heard us on the radio this morning on his way to work, and he's given this presentation and wanted to know what kind of information we had. And so I showed him, you know, all the brochures, everything. I let him take whatever he wanted and educational stuff, and he had no idea we were here. Perfect. So that's one instance of
Just it's been really good. We've been very busy, so trying to get some of these things, I think, would help.
So I think kind of what we would like to propose is for a greenhouse and any related supplies, not to exceed $5,000, and that would be again greenhouse and any related supplies. KGR through October, not to exceed $1,500, and then a slide-in sprayer. The unit, and then potentially additional parts to maybe build another one, not to exceed $4,500 is what we were going to ask. And obviously discussion or, you know, adjustments, however the board sees fit.
Well, I think it's a good thing if more people are wanting to borrow slide-in sprayers. And if we, I don't want to put anybody on the list because you never know when they're going to be able to pick the dang thing up and come and get it.
Yes.
So I think that's kind of key. I think that's a good educational tool. I think it's showing that people are concerned and they're out spraying weeds. So to me, I think it's a really good idea. I think we should probably look at maybe, you know, this one this year, see how things go, maybe do another one next year, whatever we need to do to increase that and keep that momentum going for people to spray weeds.
So we've got $45,000 in that fund, and you want to only spend $6,000 of it?
No, it's more than that.
It would be $11,000.
$11,000.
Yeah. But just for this meeting, and then that's the discussion later. We were going to ask everyone to please bring ideas to the next meeting so that we could have a broader discussion of this budget and where
and if there's other educational opportunities out there that we don't know about, maybe some of the other board members would know about it and could bring it in and talk about that.
Absolutely.
You know, like the pull your share guy and you know, the 4-H clubs like you talked about, doing something more with them. Judith Ann was a champion for that because of all the stuff that she did the last couple of years with 4-H. But there's a lot more out there that needs to be done. And it's like I said, I don't want to degrade this to nothing, to a zero budget. But we're sitting on a lot of money that we could be using to help a lot of people with. So I think these proposals are just what we need.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is the phone. Oh, excuse me, go ahead, Mike.
Did I hear correctly, too, that you projected that $9,300 per year will come back into this?
Because you get the $7,500 from the trust fund and you get the $1,851 from the Department of Transportation. So total, you're looking at $9,300 bucks.
And that's generally every March or April.
Yeah.
I was just curious, Mr. Chairman, to ask Mike, I mean, he's the bio guy. Just from a public relations standpoint, it would seem if we could do something to expand somewhat. And I don't know what that is. Is that a matching fund for people or makes
more? I was going to ask Christian on the cost share. I mean, are people using it and you have plenty in the budget or is it?
I got plenty in the budget, but we are starting to get a little bit more activity into it finally. You know, jump starting that right in the middle of COVID, that was just, not that I planned it that way. That just sort of fell on me. So we sort of, not exactly a great time to get a cost share program off the ground, but we're past this, past that moment. I think we're growing and we're starting to see a lot more education. I've been getting a whole bunch of phone calls that people that are moving in here that aren't from here, and they're just calling to ask on how can I be a good steward of my property and how to take care of stuff. It's very good, and this is us helping them do that and having the right, you know, a good amount of equipment to help out. So those are our proposals.
So they can use the county money for cost share. Just I don't think a lot of people have done that, but I don't think it's a bad idea to talk to, if I can ever get a hold of Melissa, to have her come in and give us a presentation. Melissa Maggio, she's the Montana Biocontrol Coordinator for Montana. So there could be some possibilities of purchasing some more insects for people to use, or especially if we have a landowner group put together, we could use some of that money to buy insects for that purpose so they could have a truly integrated management approach to stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's where I don't want to give somebody that's got a half an acre with grass with some weeds coming in, I don't want to give them insects. Because that's not a control method. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not control. It's management, basically. So if we can get those people on a herbicide program or something else, just for and most weeds, truly, unless it's spurge or toad flax that's been there for 30 years, you got a chance to get rid of that mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, you really, really do. So, and like Christian was saying, the people that mow white top, that's not a control practice, it's a management practice, and it's at some point in time they're going to have to do something different with it, because you just can't keep mowing the stuff to get rid of it, unless they don't want to get rid of it. But that's where the department, where the county comes in and says, yeah, you will have to do something with it other than mow, because it's not acceptable by the board to do that. So, but digressed a little bit, sorry about that. But I do think that there is, we could use some of this funding for biocontrol, either purchases or cost share with landowners if they're interested in it.
Yeah, I like what Dave said. And what I see is, so recreation is growing and you team up with the Forest Service and all that, because there's starting to be places where, backpack sprayers aren't getting out there, and so the more you can throw some bugs out there.
Yeah. Well, you have people either spray or pull weeds for a day, they're all in favor of biocontrol.
Kidding, pulling that weed for a day.
I know it.
Pray for bugs.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
So.
Do you need a motion?
We do need a motion.
I have something to add first.
Sure.
This is only one radio station. Have you ever thought about maybe another radio station or something?
I could certainly reach out to a secondary radio station.
What kind of station is this?
This is KGR, Helena's Greatest Hits, 98.1 FM and 680 AM.
Is it country or prop or what?
That's where we need one, is on the country western station.
Okay. Well, and that's what I was thinking, the Mighty Mo. Yeah. I listen to Scott and Mike every day, and I thought they would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can certainly, and that's something we can certainly reach out and get a quote from them too.
Especially if, mm-hmm. it's played in the morning. That's a morning drive. People are listening to the radio, going to work and stuff.
And you bet. Everybody listens to those guys.
I was, I had asked Christian earlier in the year, I was trying to get him to go on the radio station to go talk to Mike and Scott in the morning, because they put on such a great show, and I think it could really be a great educational tool.
Well, I think
tool.
The board members should also be included, because
The Weed Control Association did the same thing with Montana Ag. Mm-hmm. Live.
Northern Ag Network. But that's not so much Lewis and Clark County.
Right,
that's
not. So, like I say, the Mighty Mo thing would mm-hmm. be a much better avenue for that.
Yeah. And we can certainly reach out to them, get quotes from them.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And we bet.
Absolutely.
We got this month taken care of, so we got some time.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think we'll have a board meeting again until August, so I guess. Right.
Well, we'll get if approved.
Yeah.
We'll have $1,500 in radio ads from July till October. So. Yeah. Yeah. Depending on what we get.
So. Exactly. And so I guess that's what I'm saying, is we won't specifically use it for...
Do you guys do much with, much with Facebook and...
Oh, yes.
We just... Kind of stuff? Yeah, so Christian's had it up and running and has done a really great job. And then this week specifically, I kind of dove into it. And so we're doing Facebook posts daily. It is Noxious Weed Awareness Week, for anyone who did not remember that. But I do have that on my calendar. I'm really going to start trying to engage at least two or three times a week and just put some informational posts. This week for Noxious Weed Awareness Week, we are focusing on our county five, our five noxious weeds that we have declared within the county. highlighting one of those each day, and then also something about our department. So like we've highlighted the cost share program, our rental equipment.
Okay, I was just
and so we're doing that. Curious. And moving forward, I would really like us to continue doing that. There's not a lot of, doesn't look like a lot of people are seeing it yet, but I feel like if we keep doing the posts, and then like I've been sharing them on my personal page, that kind of stuff, and I think once we're more active, then...
Because I was thinking about like newspaper, but...
Mm-hmm. Nobody reads them
Nobody
anymore.
Nobody reads a newspaper.
I mean, social media is the way to go. I mean,
it
there
is.
Are so many people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stacy's good at posting stuff.
Weeds, right?
Weeds. He's very good at the weeds department in sharing his escapades, so.
So you know. We're at 11,000-ish?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd entertain a motion for the weed district to be able to utilize that money.
Okay. I guess I'll go. I move that we go ahead and use the $11,000+ for the items that Jade and Christian have asked us to do. And we get started with those projects ASAP.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. To expend the $11,000 on the projects we've discussed. Any other discussion?
Okay. So my thought on the $5,000 is that I think this is a good way of doing this. If we wanted to do something where, you know, we're earning pens and papers and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, and you know, for $1,000 or $1,500, I would like to see maybe something like that done. I think $5,000 is a little much. I'd rather do it so we know specifically mm-hmm. what we're getting.
Absolutely.
So we would have a running total of, and then you could come to each board meeting and mm-hmm. tell us what you spent or yeah. what's been going on. And I do think that, and I don't know where you're at with this, but because we have talked about it for a while, the hats, the jackets,
right.
that kind of money, that kind of stuff could come out of this money as well. And I think Neil is still working on the logo.
Pete.
Yeah, Neil is off in France and Switzerland doing mm-hmm. weed stuff, so poor guy.
Where's his post?
Probably on MSU.
And what I would like to say, so I just created this about a half an hour before our meeting started, so I will make it a little more easier to read, maybe hide, you know, like this column that you guys don't need to see. That's just my checks and balances. And what my plan is each meeting to have a printout of this Fund 297. I mean, it's basically a running check register. So I'll have that, and then obviously all receipts. I have a copy of all the receipts. That way you guys know what we're expending. And in the event you do give us some authority to expend a certain up to a certain amount, and with the approval of either Dave or you or both of you, what we could do is moving forward, it's, you know, we need to order a name tag. And so I will send out an email and say, just an update, it'll be reflected on the next meeting's cash flow, but I expended $12 today to Helena Stamp Works of the blank, you know, just for some transparency, sure. or continued transparency.
Okay, because different subject, but we found out that we cannot do votes through email. So there's no mm-hmm. No more email votes yeah. that we'll be doing. Yeah. But
what we did was fine because there was a quorum and the meetings had been posted, but in the long run, at the end of the day, it's just easier
not to.
Yeah. And so we would just like to not do that anymore.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussions? Anybody? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Awesome.
I think I'm an ex officio member, so I don't vote.
That is yep. correct. Yes. Okay.
I just want to let you know it isn't that I don't care, it's just they won't let.
Okay, we'll move into staff reports.
Facebook website.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
The what?
Yep.
The Facebook website.
Yes.
Oh,
Facebook page. Yeah.
Yes.
Like and share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like and share. You got a following. Yes.
Absolutely. I just don't do social media.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
So I'm sorry, Dave. Just to confirm, so I know that was the $11,000 for those projects.
Yep.
And then you guys did or did not authorize an additional. Okay.
Nope. Just the
Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we want to do a second motion for something?
I think we, I think we should.
Where he shouldn't be.
No, I think we should.
I think you have. Okay. I'll let you go before I get my staff report then.
Okay. So I move that we give the staff $1,500 to spend on items that are.
Oh, sorry. My daughter.
What kind of items?
Items.
Not beer.
Yeah.
Not
beer. So a pre-authorization.
Yeah, pre-authorization.
$1,500. Yes, there you go.
For the same kind of items, you're saying you just more money?
No, for stuff like Primo or a radio ad, maybe if they needed $250 for a radio ad, or we needed pencils, or we needed pens, or we needed gloves for something.
And buy weed booklets for a thing, or brochures, or put together pamphlets for mailings. We've talked about mailings. And things like that just allows us the ability
to do that.
Yes, as long as we operate within that $1,500 for that and approved by the chair or vice chair.
Well, and I think we should have an email that goes and says we're doing this.
And Jade and I will follow whatever your guys' direction is.
So right now you have zero.
We have zero authorization for.
I mean, 1,500 seems pretty minimal. I mean, 1,500 to 2,000 would be very easily acceptable. I mean,
so do you amend your motion to 2,000?
Sure.
Okay.
Second it.
Okay, motion on the floor to authorize 2,000 for items through the for the weed district and the weed board. Been seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed. Motion passes. Okay, staff reports.
Okay, I'll make this quick. We've been very busy. We've sort of talked about how busy we are in the rental arena with education and working on non-compliance. I think we got 10 non-compliance in the last 2 days. So it's ramping up, and I think we got two or three that we haven't even put in it. So we're already approaching 15 non-compliance, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. Probably 3 to 5 a day I probably see coming up in the next month. So he'll be very busy doing that. He's already, Alex is already, with all of his weed management plans, he's already done over 500 acres of inspections this year. Probably closer to 600 acres of inspections. So it adds up pretty quick when we're doing subdivisions. And that doesn't include all the other acreage with no non-compliance. MDT, we got it all done. We got all of our contracts sprayed out and submitted, and hopefully those payments are coming to us soon. If they have any more monies, we might be able to get out and get some done, but we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. They got about 2 weeks if they have any additional funding, which I don't that happening.
Who's running that program now?
I can't remember his name. I've met him once.
You should probably contact him. And
Put
a bug in his ear
for Bob Cloninger. Got that done. We ended up with a quick hydro seeding project for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks out at Black Sandy. We reseeded the tent end, so it would be the north end of the Black Sandy. I think it went pretty good. There's been a lot of rain. Hopefully, it didn't wash the seed away. So I think it turned out pretty good. The hydro seeder works good. I learned lots of do's and don'ts on the first go at it. But yeah, it worked good. I don't think I'm gonna use straw mulch again. I think I'm just gonna keep it with the cellulose paper, the paper mulch moving forward. So
is it green?
It is a little green, yeah. It comes that way, which is sort of nice.
Yeah.
couple hot topics or big projects we got coming up. We're going to be going out spraying the Beaver Creek stream restoration phase one this month. So we'll be doing that between here and the next meeting. I'm leaving phase two alone. They finished phase two last year. And I'm just going to let that sort of go down in the bottom. We might get up the stuff on the top that's away from it. But I'm going to let those desirables that they planted to take, which unfortunately is going to allow weeds to grow, but that's a part of the process. It's looking really good on the upper end that they redid. The vegetation's coming in very nice. We're going to have an opportunity to get a jump on some of the weeds.
Did they hydro seed?
Huh?
Did they hydro seed?
No, I just think they broadcast seeded out there or drug a small drill behind it. We have the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks fishing accesses. We do all Fish, Wildlife, and Park fishing accesses in the whole county. We have that coming up too. We'll be working on that. We have the airports. We have the airports that I'm talking about are Lincoln and Augusta Airport. So we work with MDT on that they're their own little separate thing. But we go out there and manage them. We've been very busy with county roads. The weeds are all coming up at once, it seems like. So the spurge is going, the white top's going, and the toad flax is going.
And the hound's tongue.
And the hound's tongue is there too, yes. And the knapweed plants are starting to become the little bushy. They're in the little bushy stage, so right before they start bolting. And yeah, so we've been busy with that, taking in a lot, you know, not complaints, but letting us know that where the weeds are and handling that. Already up on Franklin Mine Road. Sorry, we're doing a construction project out there, so it's on my brain. Austin Road out there is a mess. We're doing our part. I'm working with BLM to do some of their part. I'm going to contact the BNSF for their part because the weeds out there are horrendous. So a lot of complaints coming from landowners, and it's very understandable. Yes.
You have a full crew now?
Not yet. We have 7 out of 8. We have an interview next Tuesday. So we're almost there. And then we're participating in spray days up in the North Country. We got Elk Creek today, Ford Creek's tomorrow, but I don't know how that one's going to work out. It looks like it's going to be a pretty rainy day tomorrow, so we'll see. And then we have Sun River Canyon coming up too. So, and then that's sort of what I have in a nutshell. A lot of other things that we have going on, but
any questions for Christian? So who does the McHugh? I probably know that. Do you guys do McHugh?
Yeah, McHugh's ours. Okay. Yep.
White top's terrible.
Yes, it is.
Just telling you.
Yeah.
Montana Avenue out, I guess out by that Renee Road where it intersects.
Renee Road. So it's MDT from Helena all the way out to Bob's Valley Market. It's MDT.
Okay. Yes.
And then north of the roundabout is ours.
Okay. Well, I'm knocking out two Bob's before we get to Bob's. I mean,
okay.
The leafy spurge and white top along there, between there and the ditch, there's an irrigation ditch right there. Mm-hmm. It is just unbelievable.
I ran out of money. I wasn't able to spray.
Well, that would be.
That's the MDT, but we are contracted to spray those.
Gotcha.
Roads.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have some money,
no spray.
And you and I talked before about Green Meadow and Silver Creek, and were you ever able to get any of that?
We were able to get out there, but I think they got out there and didn't have the right herbicide to touch up the spurge, so we might have to go back up there and touch it up with some Tordon. Because it's pretty bad. It got real... The spurge is outrageous this year. I have no idea.
All along Silver Creek, all through there, as I drive by it all the time, and I'm like, oh my God, that's terrible. Mm.
Yeah, Judith Ann's talked about that multiple times, too. It is a mess right there.
There's one little deal of silver... leafy spurge on Lincoln Road to just after the S curve. Mm-hmm. Do you know where it's at?
Yeah, I know exactly where it's at.
And Stacy got mine last night. Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah.
I did see that Helena Valley Irrigation, where we had the problem area just off mm-hmm. of the mill, and I mean, they sprayed that last year, and it looks really good. I haven't seen any leafy sprays come up there, so
good.
It took them 3 years to get on it. I mean, you could sure remember me calling you on that.
Yeah, I've been on them pretty hard. I've been on HVAD pretty hard the last couple years.
Did they hire somebody?
They hire John Simple to spray. Hmm. So.
Okay. Any other questions, comments for Christian? Okay. Did you guys have a report from Jenny?
I did not have a report from Jenny.
Okay. Candace.
I have already talked enough. My husband reminds me you don't have to always talk, so.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Board reports. Stacy.
I guess the only thing I really have to report is, I mean, the weeds definitely are in full bloom right now. I mean, throughout the valley, I see it, you know, and like you'd mentioned, McHugh's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, right outside, I mean, not only McHugh, but here just the other side of the storage, the boat and RV storage place there. Yeah. And that's city property. So are you guys working with the city to get some of this done, or are they kind of, we don't have the budget deal too? I mean, that's...
We're working with them. We do have an interlocal agreement that hasn't made its way back to Jenny and I. So
it's my understanding the city of Helena does not have a licensed applicator, or they don't do any of their...
they do a lot of contracting out, but okay. Like I say, I mean, just because it's a city doesn't mean you can't turn them in.
Right.
So I happily send those right over to them, and a lot of times they get on it. And if not, hopefully the interlocal goes across where they can ask us to participate and handle those situations, you know, according, you know, however, how much workload we can take.
Well, and your guys is, you know, I mean, in your lot here, I mean, the white top and the thistle that you guys had in that corner, you guys did a great job. It looks like it's pretty much gone. I mean,
I'm getting it. It's still over here in the corner.
But the north of that on that city piece is...
It's been terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so much spreading out from 10 Mile Creek. And the flood didn't help this year either, so I expect next year to be just as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or more.
Anyway, back to the Canyon Creek, Marysville area. I mean, obviously some of that higher elevation stuff is a little behind compared to what we deal with in the valley and always has been, but Judith Ann keeps a good eye on that area.
I need to.
That's it. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Not much. I just wanted to, and Jade talked about it a little bit, but the Noxious Weed Awareness Week is going on. The Weed Control Association has a daily post that they're doing. There's a lot of videos and stuff on there. If you haven't looked at it, you should go look at it. It's kind of cool. And then at 5 o'clock, they do the drawing, the gun a day, which I still haven't won one, so there's a chance yet. But there's some really good information on their website about that on their Facebook page. So take a look and see what you go. They did have a last report that I heard of about the annual meeting, that it was a real success. Cost a little more than what we would have liked to, but that's the name of the game these days. Wherever you're going to go, cost is going to be high. But other than that, had over 250 people attend. Pretty good. So, total numbers. But that's all I've got. Pete's not here. Mike.
All right. I was out of state for the last 6 days. So, but we had rain, and just like Christian said, wheat pulls tomorrow, but we'll see. It's looking good moisture. And that was, so it's more, I had just brought to the table, because like you said, the weeds are in full growth right now. And I thought with all the good moisture, I want to say that there's competition going on with the weeds. The grass looks really good, so I'd be curious if make headway that way. And driving up here, I didn't, the constituents, because of social media, sure, the server side works, or this one's more affordable, but would the board ever say what's really working and what's really cost effective and a good kill rate, and so I could go home and tell the neighbors, you know, this is what we recommend? Or is that?
I give out the active ingredients that work the best, so that way you're not really promoting a Corteva or Enview or Dow or Bayer or whatever. You know, you're not really, but if you're looking for, you know, I always say, you know, milestone, but aminopyralid is, it works really good on Napa. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always going to give somebody the best recommendation for what they're using, for where they're spraying in.
But like I was, okay, so let's take houndstongue since it's making this flower right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more tougher to kill, or what is the Cimarron Extra still the only thing out there? Or?
Well, I think like Open Sight or Chaparral works well on it too, or you can buy Milestone and Escort separately to make your own.
And it'll take care of even
when it'll take care of it. Yep.
All right.
I think the Escort works really well.
Yeah, Escort works really well. Yeah, and it's the cheaper of Talar or Escort. Is right. Escort's.
I've had the best luck with Cimarron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really depends on where it's at too. Mm-hmm.
Surfactants also, when you're dealing with common mullein or hound's tongue, having a good surfactant is almost just as, for me, it's just as important as the herbicide you're using, because if you're not getting the herbicide into the plant, you're not really getting, regardless what you spend on the herbicide.
Especially if it showers right after, too.
Yes.
There's a certain surfactant that you look for, an ingredient?
You know, I just a surfactant, and you, in general, I educate so many people that come in here to rent, because they take and squirt Dawn dish soap into my tanks. And they do bubble forever, and I try to not encourage them to do that. You know, like, go buy a quart of surfactant. It's not that expensive. And it works how, and it does what it's supposed to do. You know, Dawn dish soap only does a part of what a surfactant does. And plus, it makes a hell of a mess.
Dawn's good for ducks, not weeds.
Yeah, no.
Fighting grease.
Good for ducks.
Oh, it's the commercial.
To clean the oil off of ducks, they use Dawn dish soap.
But yeah, surfactant, you should always have a surfactant, even if you're just spraying 2,4-D.
That's true.
Always. Anyways.
I'll email. I found a thing the other day, and it tells you exactly what, and these words make me crazy, but it tells you what the...
The active ingredient
is in every chemical. Mm. And I'm not sure that it doesn't give you a bit of the weeds that it kills. It's in columns.
Mm-hmm.
And I printed it out the other day. I'll see if I can find that. And I'm going to email it to all of you.
All right. Yeah, that'd be good.
And because, always ask people to read the label. Excuse me. That is, I say long. That blue in the face. Yeah. Read the label, please.
If they made the print bigger, it'd be nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that would be true.
So, Murdoch's has a little pamphlet that they have in their weed area. My son worked there for years, but anyway, it actually will list out the weeds. Not all of them are noxious, but problem weeds,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll give a recommendation of what works best, and it'll say an excellent product, it works good, okay, or doesn't work for it.
Right.
You know, and I've
got that, and I put that in my weed packets. I could send out
It's a good one.
It's
too bad some of the chemical companies aren't doing that. You know, I mean, I know. So you take this chemical that you purchased, it works really good on these items. It'll list every item that it is effective on, but we want to know what one it works best.
Right.
Yeah.
And the active ingredients for the average person like me, they are really hard to understand. Number one, you can't even pronounce them.
Right.
Number two, it's it if you don't have the sheet in front of you, you can't figure, you don't know what
which
brand they are. I mean, it, and it's a mess. And that was the one of the biggest problems with doing the weed grants, was trying to figure out which active ingredient went with which weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the active ingredient, through a grants program, the active ingredient is more for contamination than it is anything else. So that's why they need to have that. But like if they're spraying Toradon and by a well, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
So that's why they need to know what actives are you're using. But if you do have questions, you should call Christian because he is able to give specific recommendations.
Good.
That's what his license is for.
Mm-hmm.
So what's green and hopefully we're gung-ho right now. We're catching up from the spring work, so now people are thinking about spray time, so hopefully they're not too far behind. But.
Yeah. Okay, good. Rob.
Mr. Mike. Dave.
Okay.
Hey,
this is short.
Wake up.
No, between an M and an R.
Let's see. Two or three things that, as I've mentioned, literally every time construction goes on crazy in the North Valley. I was just told and shown a fellow from, I think it's California, probably, is going to build a 7,000 square foot concrete home on the tallest little peak out there just north of the canal. Like, amazing. I can't even imagine what it's going to cost to get the concrete up there. But, but anyway, they're building lots of houses, talk to people. Lady came by the other day commenting on she just bought 5 acres and it's so beautiful and green. And I tried to point out that I've lived there 40 years and I've had 2 years I remember that it was beautiful and green up north of the canal in North Valley. But it's been crazy. We had just one last thing, about 2 weeks ago on a Saturday evening about 5 o'clock, we had a black cloud move in just in the East Valley north of Lincoln Road. And in an hour and a quarter, we got 2.1 inches of rain. Wow. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah.
Two the
water
inches?
Water running in sheets down the road. So, well, I think Mike mentioned, I mean, the grass has grown great. So actually there's a lot of places where weeds have been a problem in the past that are simply not there this year because the grass is growing so good. It's a strange deal, strange year.
So is the guy's house going to look like a castle?
Pardon?
Is it going to look like a castle up on that?
Oh, I can't even imagine. What's a 7,000 square foot concrete house going to look like?
Crazy.
Like a bunker.
Well, I think, I have a feeling from knowing a little bit about the guy, I think we're going to have
It's a bomb.
Heavily shot. Armed and dangerous, right?
Wow. Okay, Rob.
My weeds are almost a month behind from what they usually are because of the long winter, a lot of cool and wet weather. The white top is just the last 10 days showing its ugly face. And normally I'm spraying it in middle of May.
Mm-hmm.
The houndstongue, of course, is it florets and it's about ready to bolt and put the flower on. But yeah, it's been slow, but they're still there. And like Mike says, the grass is competing pretty good with it. So that's about it.
I had them out on right north of the hybrid spraying all the knapweed that we had going on up there. We had that little landslide that they had there this, I don't know what I'm going to say, late winter or whatever that was, early spring. But I had them already out there taking care of a lot of that. There was knapweed out there.
Two girls was out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Madeline and Taylor.
Bumped into a couple of your gals yesterday.
Did ya? So oh man, they're just everywhere.
Applegate, north end Applegate.
Yep.
Hensbane they were working on.
Yes, the Hensbane is bad this year. I don't know what's up with that. But
On your roads, do they report to you like what their feeling was on the population?
Oh, we have a list in our, so in our spray reports, it lists all the weeds that they're spraying, and then obviously you get a pretty good indication on the amount of gallons that they sprayed. So that all, that's all part of Department of Ag that's required to have those, our applications.
And you've already been up on the benchmark road.
I haven't been up on the benchmark road yet. Yeah.
Okay. Judith Ann.
Okay. Number one, I wrote Steve Johns a letter and signed it, your fellow board members and the staff of Lewis and Clark County, just thanking him for his service and yada, 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 and put it on our new stationery. I wrote Tommy Thompson a note and thanked him for coming to the meeting and asked him if there was anything that we could do for after he made his presentation. And I can email these letters to you. I was going to read them, but we don't have time for that. Michelle, who was here, Michelle Broderson, that lives out here by the old dump, she's one of my classmates. I see her quite often. I wrote her a note. She is struggling with the cheatgrass at that site, and we're getting older, and she's she says, I just don't think I can do all that I can do. But anyway, I wrote her a letter and I thanked her for all her efforts and yada, yada, yada. So one thing I would like to do is get some business cards for with name and address and phone number and emails on them. Yep. I don't know if anybody else wants one, but I it would be easy to have that. Just to put in things like this, I've got a couple more people that have been doing stuff, and I want to send them little notes, and I'm using the stationery. So there you go. So that's that. I took the money and ordered Steve and Linda Omaha steaks, and they are will be delivered on Friday. I got a little sidetracked in there and didn't get it done. But anyway, so they will be delivered on Friday. It was a really nice, because they don't go out to dinner. So that was that. I borrowed the seating, the little tiny seating deal. It worked perfectly. I got several places seated. It was wonderful. It was easy to use, yada, yada, yada. The rain gauge at my house has 5.5 inches of rain in it over this last little deal. That
is that a record? You've been there a long time.
I don't know if it's a record or not, but anyway,
crazy
it is.
Year.
Yeah, but it, I mean, it's a lot of rain. A lot of, you know.
Completely different than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of
180 degrees.
So, anyway, I think that's... The baseball park. Whatever happened with the baseball park? Did you ever contact the baseball park? About
over here?
Yeah. Well, wherever it is, down the by the fairgrounds.
Yeah. What about it?
About all the weeds that are over there.
We spray the weeds over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Oh, we've been managing those. They're actually looking pretty good in some of the areas.
The foxtail too.
I don't spray the fox tail. Sorry.
Okay. I just was asking.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think that's it. That's okay. All I have.
But yes, very prevalent. We go over there on, that's a good area that we use for, they get done with the project early. There's 2 or 3 hours left in the day. We load up a buggy and just drive over there.
Yeah.
And take care of them, because there is a lot of knapweed and a lot of whitetop over there.
Well,
then we have the spurge that sort of follows the city,
right?
Stormwater. So yeah, we get over there a couple times a year
to
stay on top of it. So
okay.
Just some discussion items. I am going to try to get Melissa Maggio to come to either the August or September meeting. We'll make sure that we get her one of those times. I've already mentioned Noxious Weed Awareness Week going on right now. And July 12th meeting discussion, Normally, we don't hold a July meeting, so, and since the 4th is on a Tuesday this year, be right after the 4th, which won't be a good idea to have anyway, but we could hold it the 12th if we needed to, but I really don't see the need to, and these guys are pumping anyway at that time, so.
Hay season, usually, too.
Yeah, between hay season and spray season and whatever other season, we can cancel the 12th meeting if you're all in favor of that or have any objections to that. Okay. So August 2nd, city county building, I guess, or do you guys want to hold
it
down here?
Yeah, or we can do it here, whatever.
It's easier here.
It is easier here.
Speak for yourself.
You got more parking.
I am. I've got my own parking place. Oh.
The perks.
Yeah.
Okay, you all. I have to dash. I have to take my kitty to the vet, so I'm going to.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So we'll do a spray season report in August. We'll do the 297 fund again. And please bring some ideas with you or email them to Jade or myself or Christian before the meeting if you have ideas on some money.
I won't be here on August 2nd.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll have more budget discussion because the budgets will actually be approved.
And I won't here to be here to breathe down your neck.
Don't spend me any money.
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
I am fiscally conservative.
Well, I really appreciate everybody coming today. I think we had some good discussion. I think it's going to help the weed district with a few things get moving forward. And anything else? Any other discussion?
Chair Birch, I think, it's an excellent idea to involve these kids. You know, we talked about the schools and showing them the different weed situations, whatever, or different types of weeds. But right now, I think our primary purpose would be educating the adults. There's so many adults at home. Kids come home, oh, Dad, that's a, you know,
right.
That's a noxious weed. And it's like, oh, that's a, well, whatever, you know. I mean, it's hard to, for a little guy in grade school to convince mom and dad that they need to take care of that.
Yeah.
Not, you know, going forward, absolutely keep pushing on the young kids, they're our future, but the problem lies in the adults.
Speaking of educating, we have some service clubs in Helena, Kiwanis and Rotary, and they are always looking for speakers. And if you had somebody show up with a slideshow of this is what leafy spurge looks like, and I think that would.
Any opportunity
yes,
that we can educate
so
people. And it's not just people that are moving into Montana.
No, all
it's a
of
lot
us.
Of older folks that don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Well, and some of this stuff has moved in.
Exactly.
I agree. I know we've talked about it, but we need to get a pamphlet built for the Green District, just a bifold or a trifold page. Pete is supposed to be, did he contact you back, Dave?
I have not heard back from him.
So he was going to be working on a logo, a new logo for us. So we actually have one that's not part of this one, part of that one. So we'll see what he comes up with, and I'll try to get that done before the next meeting and we'll converse and see if we can't get a hold of him to get that done. Because I think it's important to have that part done, and then, like you say, with business cards and the name badges and coats and jackets, hats, whatever we get, I think that'd be a perfect thing to have. I would like to see, I think that's really a good idea about other organizations.
Service clubs.
So if you could do that, you know, send a letter to them stating that we were, you know, either you guys or the board would be available to do some kind of a presentation, I'd be fine with that.
I was just going to go to the Kiwanis Club Program Committee and say, this needs to be done. When do you want it? So then, do we have a slideshow? Do we have,
because
I think we need pictures, we need.
there's a time.
I can do it.
Well, we don't need a ton. We need about a 20-minute program.
I can do a 20-minute program pretty easy.
Off the top of his head, I bet he wouldn't need me.
Well, I want pictures so people know.
But you know, he's only available in the winter. Remember that.
The thing is, now is when these weeds are going to seed.
Yeah.
And people are out working in the yards, and if they recognize them, maybe they'll do something. But if they don't, you know.
Now, there's 50 or 60 PowerPoint presentations out there that we could steal from somebody.
Yeah, and we can make it pretty easy, pretty quick. Yeah. 15, 20 minutes is pretty easily doable these days.
All right.
That's public speaking is not my favorite, but I can do pretty good.
It was never mine either, but you know, sometimes you just, there's like things that need to be said.
Yeah, really,
you don't have any choice.
Yeah. That's how come we got noxious weeds, because they're pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they're here.
Yep, that's why they're here.
If you ever looked into these Northstar units, $2,500, that's a 100-gallon tank.
Really? That's really nice.
With the...
You have to send you mind emailing that?
No, Chief, would you mind officially adjourning?
I actually used to use it.
Would you mind officially adjourning?
Yes, we will. Okay. So, is there any other discussions before we head out? Okay, so motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay.
Passed. So, Makash, you don't write much, do you?
I